Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The hit 1982 film Tootsie has a new stage musical adaptation that is opening on Broadway tomorrow night. The updated story of actor Michael Dorsey, who disguises himself as a woman to get cast in a show, is directed by Scott Ellis, features a book by Robert Horn, and music and lyrics by David Yazbek. Santino Fontana dons the infamous pumps. Sarah Stiles plays Sandy Lester in Tootsie. The role was played in the film by Terry Garr. Stiles is a Tony-nominated performer whose previous Broadway credits include Hand to God, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, Avenue Q, and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. She plays Bonnie on the Showtime series Billions and Gladys in Get Shorty on Epix. Once again, Tootsie opens tomorrow night. I spoke with Sarah Stiles a few weeks ago and began by asking her how long she'd been involved in the production.
I did a reading of it. Gosh, how long ago was that now? I did two or three readings of it before the Broadway, the out-of-town production, but it was pretty quick. Like, I did the first sort of table read, and it was, I remember going in, learning the song. It was in the fall. I guess it was probably a year and a half ago, something like that. I was there very infrequently, just read my scenes, did the table read, and then a couple weeks later, I get a call from my manager and my agent, and they were like, well, they are offering you Tootsie out of town, and then the Broadway contract. And I went, wait, what? I said, they're going out of town and they're coming back to Broadway? Like, I didn't even know, it wasn't even on my radar that that was even happening. And they go, yeah, and they want you. And I said, are they sure? Because I only did one reading. And, you know, they have a lot of time before that actually happens. I mean, are they really sure that this is a good move? And my agents were like, yes, and this is why you're playing Sandy Lester. That's such a Sandy thing to say.
Tell me about creating your character of Sandy Lester, your Sandy Lester.
Yeah, my Sandy Lester. I know it's such big shoes to fill with Terry Garr. She's so just flawless in what she does in that movie. But my approach is different. It's just coming totally from my own experience. I mean, it's easy to tap into. She's an aspiring actress, and she's a lovable friend, but like a little neurotic and full of anxiety, and it was not hard to tap into all of that stuff. And the material is just so great that it was all on the page. I mean, the song alone, which happens immediately when you see her, gives you so much information that it was super easy to just bounce off of that. There was not a lot of a mystery, you know.
What was your familiarity with the movie before you did the reading of the play?
Tootsie was one of those things where, you know, I hear it and I'm like, Tootsie, oh yeah, oh, I loved that movie, but couldn't really remember anything about it except, you know, the overall arc of what the story was. And I didn't go back and watch it. And I haven't done that yet because we're doing a different thing. Right. It's a love letter to the movie. I think it's I remember the movie being very funny and really clever, the jokes being so good, and the characters, such iconic characters like the Terry Garr, the Bill Murray, like all of them just being so funny and wonderful, and that was enough for me to sort of go off. So I have lots of warm, fuzzy feelings about the movie, but I can't like recite anything from it.
No.
I feel like a lot of people are like that.
Oh, definitely. I was like, Tootsie's great, and then I read the summary,
yeah.
So I was like, oh, right. The dad also loves him.
I know.
In costume. Like, yeah. Totally forgot about that.
Totally. Yeah, it is one of those things, which I think is good for us. But, I mean, it's scary because there's a lot of expectation because people really do love that movie. So they're like, oh, don't ruin it. But they didn't ruin it. We didn't ruin it. It's great.
Like you would set out to ruin it.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? Don't you mess up my memories.
It is set now.
Yes. Yeah, which, I mean, I think that's the biggest change. I mean, there's also the change from going from a soap opera to a musical, which is so smart and makes it so easy to write music for it. But I think having it set now with everything that's happened in the last 20 years, it's just 20 years, God, 40 years.
Have you worked with Scott Ellis before?
I did a reading with him the spring before the reading of Tootsie. And he said to me, I had a great time. And again, it was like one of those really quick, like 3-day things. Wacky character. It was something we were doing at Second Stage. And he, at the very end, I was like, oh, well, it's so great working with you. Nice to meet you. Hugging him. And he said, I have something I think you'd be perfect for. I'm going to get in touch with you. It's happening this fall. And it was Tootsie. So thank God I did that reading.
What type of director is Scott? What is it like working with him?
Oh, he's wonderful. He is so passionate and intense in his passion, which is really exciting to be around and infectious. He gives you so much freedom and such a long rope that for all of us that are doing these really like crazy comedic things, moments, is so liberating. But then he also knows exactly how to edit and pull you back when you need to. So he's got, it's a collaboration, it's a warm room. And honestly, making him laugh in the room, because he's got one of the best laughs I've ever heard, is the goal always. And that is really fun. How cool to have a director like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Santino Fontana is playing the Michael Dorsey role. So he's, I mean, it is a title character role. Yeah. What's it like working with Santino?
I think Santino is just amazing in this production. I can't wait for people to see him. His legs are really good, which is kind of annoying. First time we saw those legs, we were like, what is that about? No, but he's great. He's such a great leader for us too, because he's a real cheerleader for everybody. He's so supportive and he wants a community. Like, it's really important to him that we all bond and we're all together and we're all in the same world and fighting the same fight. And so he's brought the company together in this beautiful way off stage as well. So he's fantastic. I can't wait for people to see him do this. All right, that's enough. I love him.
You are also working on, occasionally at least, on a couple of TV shows. Is it two TV shows, Billions and Get Shorty?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
Billions is on Showtime, mm-hmm. Get Shorty's Epics.
Yes.
How does that work with mounting a brand new musical?
I just finished shooting Billions. Shorty hasn't started up yet. You know what's been so cool? I am really lucky that those networks and those showrunners are also theater fans and really supportive of my love for Broadway and theater and musical theater. And they've just worked with me and they've been awesome. I mean, Shorty, they had to give me the go ahead in order to do Tootsie. Technically, legally, I was in a contract with them. So they could have said, nope, you're just coming and doing our show and we can't give you the time. But they not only gave me the time, but have done some wonderful things within the storyline that you know, they made my character a singer. So it's cool. Like, I'm in such a wonderful, lucky place. I feel very grateful for the people that I work with and the work that I get to do.
Are you overtaxed at all?
At times, yes. It is a lot. And I, you know, and then on top of that, I was just talking to my agent the other day, and I'm like, I really want to do, like, another solo show. I feel like there's some music that I, like, want to explore. And my agent was like, no. And I'm like, yeah, but it wouldn't be that hard. It'd be just, you know, a ukulele and me, and, like, I'd just, like, do it after the show, and I just, no, absolutely not. Sarah, no, you wait. You wait until later in the summer if you want to keep doing that. I love working, and I'm a bit of a gypsy in that way. Like, I love doing all the different things and always having my hand in something. And so, you know, I don't sleep as much as I should, but I try to take care of myself, and it feeds me. So I can't stop. I just can't stop.
Okay. Well, we hope you don't. Singing on TV.
Yeah.
What is that like? How is it? It must be quite different from singing on the stage.
It is. The first season of Shorty, I sang live on the show, naked. That was interesting. That's different. That was cool, and it turned out great in the way that they, like, edited it and all the things. When then the second season, I ended up, they recorded me here in New York, and we did a whole, like, session, and then they were doing the playback, so I was lip syncing when I was actually in the room where we were shooting it. So it's completely different. It's like such a, you know, it's weird to be lip syncing to your own voice and doing all that, but it was cool to do the recording as well. So I don't know, it's different. It's all, TV's different than theater, but it's all the same base. You're telling stories.
Is this the first time that you've done a big new show out of town, or is it not?
Yeah. That was the first big out of town tryout that I did. You know, thank God we did that, because I actually got really injured out there. There were things that I was trying to figure out, and there's a moment in the show that was super taxing. we thought it was on my voice. I kept losing my voice, but it was actually muscular around my cords because of something I was doing in the show. So we learned a lot out in Chicago, and we've been able to fix that coming in here. So I for one, am very grateful that we had that experience. Plus, the show in general, like watching the run-throughs, everyone has landed in this really comfortable sweet spot because we know the show works, and so there's a confidence that comes with that, and then with the confidence comes freedom to explore deeper, and that's been really great.
It must have been scary before you realized what was happening to your throat, that you were losing your voice.
Oh my God. Yeah, are you kidding? It happened in previews, like right before we opened. I wasn't sure. I didn't do the Friday night, I think, or the Saturday matinee before we opened on Sunday or whatever day it was. It was like leading up to it. Yeah, it was super scary. It was super scary. And I saw a lot of great doctors and PT people in Chicago, and they really took care of me. But it was just one of those weird things where you don't realize. That's why stages, you know, doing it over and over and over again, it really is hard. I remember that with Hand to God, like coming, there was one moment where I came out a window. So like I had to like climb through this little window and jump on a bookshelf and jump down on the deck. And I was like, oh, this is easy. This is fine. But because I was holding a puppet in one hand and because I was balancing myself funny, like I constantly had this stress sort of injury on my knee. It was like the weirdest thing. And you don't realize, you know, when you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, that's the thing. And then you watch like a production of Noises Off,
yeah,
and everybody's just falling over a railing 1,000 times, and you're like, are they gonna survive the run?
I saw Andrew Proud the other day, and I'm like so nervous about their knees. I'm literally was like, how are they just spring off of the floor, like down and out. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
Oh my God, it's incredible. They're really, really incredible. But yeah, it is funny. What we do, we're tough. Theater actors are tough.
They have to be.
They do. They really do.
And it's also like not on the physicality we've been talking about, but not just that, because it's hard to get jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There's not, I guess, as many. There's so much TV now. There's just, and yeah, theater is, it's special. It'll always be so special to me. I love it so much.
It's been really rad to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Sarah Stiles plays Sandy Lester in Tootsie. The new musical opens at the Marquee Theater on Broadway tomorrow night. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.